Good morning, church. Tell your neighbor, good morning. Good morning. Tell the viewers, good morning. You are all welcome to the arena of liberty. In the arena of liberty, the key is not to suppress the flesh, but to walk in the Spirit. And walking in the Spirit is so exciting. There you hear God talking to you. You are healed. You are saved. You are delivered. You are blessed. Defeat and failure are things of the past. You are no longer condemned. You are a child of God. Are you excited to be in His presence today? Let me see your joy. God bless you all. You may be seated in His presence. Viewers all around the world, that you are not here in person does not matter. That you are not here in person does not matter. The real thing about you is not your body, but your spirit. Remember that God is spirit, and His worshippers must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And you will be blessed today in Jesus' name. You will be saved today in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. My name is Bolaji. And by the special grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus, I am an evangelist under my mentor, Prophet T.B. Joshua. I bless the name of the Lord for His life, for allowing Himself to be used to turn my hopelessness into hope. May God bless Him the more. Each time I remember this, there's this always a wonderful song that always comes to my heart. I want to say thank you. Can the choir join me with that? I want to say thank you.
Just a little while longer, I wanna pray. Can't get you off my mind, so I came to say thank you, Lord, just for loving me. Many times I do forget every need that you have met. Oh, thank you, Lord. I know you're showing me. 'Cause you were there when I was down and out. You're holding me. Your love is so amazing. Oh, it's changed me. Here I am with all I have. I raise my hands to worship you. I wanna say thank you. Oh, thank you. Everything for who you are. You cover me, you touch my heart. I want to say thank you. Oh, thank you. Could have died in my sin, but you saved me. Didn't have any hope at all. You gave me peace divine, strength to carry on. I could have been the one to pay, but instead you took my place. Amazing grace, it's more than just a song. Even though I don't deserve your love for me, you look beyond my faults. You show me mercy. Here I am. Here I am. Oh, I wanna say.
Thank you. You may be seated. I have good news for you. Almost daily disappointment. We aren't happy with ourselves because we hardly live the way we want to live. We want to be strong, but we find ourselves weak. We want to be courageous, but we feel overcome by fear. We want to be successful, but we fail repeatedly. We want to be loved and liked, but people seem indifferent to us. Our experiences in both public and private life do not always agree with our aspirations, prospects, and probabilities. Even in the seeming perfect plan we make for the future, usually encounter some accidents that make it seem as if we have never made any plans at all. It is this accident that hinders and retards our forward movement, just giving room for those who are not our equal to take advantage over our situation. And because of all this, many begin to lose faith and courage and conclude, it doesn't work. God does not love me. God does not answer prayer. I want you to know that it is in the mind of God to answer prayer, even if it seems not to respond to your petitions immediately. Understand, because of your limitations in the things of the Spirit, God is still saying something which you may not understand because of your limitations in the things of the Spirit. Who knows what would have happened if your prayer for a better condition had been answered earlier? Who knows? If Anna's prayer for a better condition had been answered earlier, she wouldn't have had a son like Samuel, the great prophet. If Elizabeth's prayer for a better condition had been answered earlier, she wouldn't have had a son like John the Baptist, the one who announced our Savior. The Bible says, the toils and prayers of many years are not lost. The toils and prayers of many years are not lost. You may not see the result of your labor and sacrifice immediately, but in due time. But in due time, it will issue into beauty and glory. But in due time, they will issue into beauty and glory. Ask the man at the pool of Bethesda in that book of John 5. And he would explain to you that God sometimes would delay our miracle. God sometimes delays our miracle in order to strengthen our desire for him. Ask Joseph in that book of Genesis 37. And he will explain to you that God sometimes delays in answering our prayers in order to prepare us for the challenges ahead. Ask Peter in that book of Luke 5, and he will tell you that God can sometimes allow us to experience some disappointment in order to preserve us for redemption. Events that seems ordinary in the natural may have extraordinary effect in the spirit, much of which is hidden to the ordinary eyes. Much of which is hidden from the ordinary eyes. As your spiritual eyes are focused on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, join me to find out the reason why you are here as you listen to today's message titled Divine Appointment. Tell your neighbor, Divine Appointment. Divine Appointment. I believe you are all here by divine appointment. It is as it should be by divine will. That is why you are in his presence today. How many of you are here by divine appointment? Can I see you waving your hands? Can I see you waving your hands? Are you here by divine appointment? Yes, you are not here by an accident. Viewers around the world, remember that I said that you are not here does not mean God is not with you. He is with you through his word, by his spirit. Today is your divine appointment with Jesus. And our proof test shall be taken from that book of Luke 5. Turn your Bible with me to the book of Luke 5. It's all about Peter. He had an encounter with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And his life of disappointment turned to an appointment. The book of Luke 5. Are you there? Let me hear your amen if you are there. Thank you. The book of Luke 5. One day, Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. The people were crowding around him, listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. Verse 4. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put into a deep water and lay down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you said so, I will lay down the nets." When they have done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled the other partners in the other boats to come and help them, And they came, filled both bowls, so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and his companion were astonished at the catching of the fish they have taken. And so were James and John, the son of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch for people." So they pulled their boats up on the shore, left everything, and followed him. Remember what Jesus said. Jesus said, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." Peter was a rustic fisherman, like you and I. He was experiencing hard times in his career. He needed a radical transformation, which only Jesus Christ could perform. He needed a radical transformation, which only Jesus could give. When he was experiencing hard times in his career, little did he know that his seeming disappointment at the seaside was meant to preserve him for his redemption. By divine appointment, Jesus met Peter and said, "Come, follow me. I will make you a fisher of men." In other words, your position will be so great that you will remember your sorrow no more. Your position will be so great that you will remember your sin no more. Peter saw his newfound life in Christ Jesus as a superior alternative to his former life of curses, failure, setback, hardship, disappointment, and the like. Today, Jesus is about to give you the kind of blessing that will make you to forget the pain of the past in Jesus' name. The position Jesus will put you will be so great that you will remember your sorrow no more in Jesus' name. So what situation are you going through? Whatever situation you may be going through, I want you to think well as a Christian. And you will see the purpose of God in that situation. Think well as a Christian, and you will see the purpose of God in that situation. Without proper reflection, you might take action that will affect God's purpose for your life. Take note of that. Without proper reflection, you might take actions that will affect God's purpose for your life. Know fully well that the plan of God for you is beautiful. The plan of God for you is so beautiful. So whatever situation you are going through right now, I'm telling you, it is redeemable. Tell your neighbor, it is redeemable. It is redeemable. People of God, don't limit God to a certain answer. Peter was asking for a discharge to feed his family. Peter was asking for that discharge to feed his family, and Jesus redeemed his life. It is God's will and purpose to redeem you. He wants you to be physically healed and spiritually saved. If you have not realized this, please don't take action that will change your destiny, but rather reflect on the purpose of God in that situation. Reflect on the purpose of God in that situation. Remember that many have changed the history of their lives. through inability to see beyond their immediate situation. Many have changed the history of their lives through inability to see beyond their immediate situation. Those who see beyond their immediate situation do not despair in the face of seeming disappointments. Behind your situation lies the promise of God for your life. But without proper reflection, you might take action that will affect God's purpose for your life. So people of God, like I said, no matter the situation you may be going through, think well as a Christian, and you will see the purpose of God in that situation. Please, can I have 4 volunteers? I just need 4 volunteers to come out so that we can demonstrate what we are really talking about. I need 4 volunteers, please. Please come. There are more than 4 here. Then I'll pick by myself. But I hope you won't mind. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, can 2 of you stand here? Then 2 of you. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you for that boldness. God bless you. So we have our 4 volunteers here. Thank you for coming. So there's something I want you to explain to the people in the auditorium. Then I'll have to tell you your part. Are you ready?
Yep. Yes, I'm ready.
Thank you. So now I have this package with me. So I want you to come here, sir. You just, we're here. Hold this package. You'll be holding the package. Now explain your part. Then you come. I want you to act a place of an adversary. Are you ready?
Yes.
Thank you. An adversary, you know what it means. Yes, to stop people. Okay, so you, we're here. Just face there. Then 2 of you, you face them. So your own part is, this is the prize gift from our brother there. And this is an adversary, someone trying to stop either of them to get that prize gift. Are you ready for that action? Yes, you have to be ready to stop. Yes. So they want to get that prize gift from him. So I want you to act the part of someone who wants to get that prize gift, and at the end of the day, because the adversary stop you, then you decide to give up. But I know you won't give up. You wait. Spiritually, you won't give up. You keep pressing. Thank you. Then I know you do every proper miss, and you will get there and get the gift. Are you ready?
Yes, please.
So I hope everyone is clear with your part. You will be the one to get the gift. You will be stopped. We just want to let people understand what we are saying. So you will be facing them. Please move back. Yeah. Move a bit back. Okay. So our sister there, you can step forward and you try to stop him. Use every proper means to stop him. So what you can see is that we see the adversary trying to stop her, not to get to a breakthrough, not to get to what God Almighty has promised her to get. So let's see if she's going to persist or give up. This is an adversary. This is what we are trying to say. It's trying to stop her, not to get a blessing. Anything can stop her, not to get a blessing. So sickness is there, stopping him. Problem is there, stopping her. Affliction is there, stopping her. Name calling is there, stopping her. So let's see if she will give up. Right now, she's giving up. She's giving up. She's giving up. Yeah. Okay. You move. Let's see. You can see, no matter that obstacle, no matter that name calling, no matter that, she got the prize gift. Put your hands together for her. Yeah. Thank you very much. God bless you. You can have your prize gift. It's for you. It is as it should be by divine will. It's for you. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, can you open it and see your prize gift? Yeah, it's for you. Thank you very much. God bless you for coming out. You can have your hotter fruit. You are blessed. You are blessed already. You can take one out of the hotter fruit. It's part of the blood. Madam, you can also take. Yeah, you're blessed. Three volunteers are hard to see that. Where are they? Yeah, please come. Yes, three of you go. You can also have your altar for coming and for that boldness for coming. Thank you. God bless you. Show it to them. Thank you very much. I hope you all understand what we are trying to demonstrate. Can someone just tell me what you understand by what we just demonstrated here? Thank you, madam.
Don't give up. Persistency.
God bless you. You have said it all. Don't give up. Keep pressing. No matter that situation, that should not change your focus or your direction. That situation should not stop you, because God is preparing you for something greater. So don't give up. Keep pressing in His name, in His way, and in His time. In Jesus' name. So my question to you, have you ever taken any action which are capable of changing the course of the history of your life? Have you? If yes, let me encourage you. It is never too late. It is not too late. Sit and reflect on life itself, and you would discover that nothing happens by chance. For everything that happens to man, there is a purpose. For everything that happens to a man, there is a purpose. And for everything that happens to a Christian, God is aware. He knows you. He knows your disposition. He knows who you are. He knows your name.
He knows my name. And He knows my every thought. He has a seed that falls, and He hears me when I call. I'm glad He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He knows my every thought. He sees. He sees. He sees that falls, and He I call.
You may be seated. He knows you. He knows your name. There is hope to be found in the midst of pain, sorrow, and setback. For grief is not permanent. I mean, no condition is permanent. The Lord's compassion and love never change. He is good to those who hope in him, who seek him, and who wait calmly for him. Remember that a future filled with hope and blessing don't just happen automatically. I mean, doesn't just happen automatically. It is built. Instead of allowing your situation to cause you to seek shortcuts or alternatives from the world, it should rather provoke your spiritual life to come closer to God the more. It should provoke your determination and desire to come to him. The faith and willpower to defy your natural circumstances. The trust and belief that he is the only one and not one of those things. Jesus is our refuge. Jesus is our strength and refuge in good times and bad times alike. So, no one is more powerful than he is. No one loves us than he does. His love for you is undeniable, unstoppable, and unconditional. Warmer than any sun, richer than any mineral, greater than any universe. God's love for you is unconditional, unstoppable, undeniable, warmer than any sun, richer than any mineral, and greater than any universe. That is God's love for you. So no disappointment, no hardship, no setback should cut that connection or damn the unstoppable love of God in your life. No disappointment, no hardship, no setback should cut that connection or damn the unstoppable love of God in your life. Jesus loves you just as it does any of his apostles. He loves you. His love never fails. Jesus' love never fails.
Your love never fails and never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love never fails and never gives up, never runs out on me. Your love never fails and never gives up, and never runs out on me. Your love.
Never runs out on me.
Your love never fails.
Thank you very much. You may be seated. God's love never fails and never runs dry on you. So no matter that situation, keep pressing in his name, in his time, and in his way. Remember that you are not here by an accident. Tell your neighbor, I am not here by an accident. I am here by God's divine appointment. Yes, you are not here by an accident. You are here by God's divine appointment. And today you will receive that blessing in Jesus' name. Remember that Peter was at the seaside by divine appointment. His life of disappointment turned to an appointment. The moment Peter encountered our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his life of limitations came to an end. Today is your encounter with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Your disappointment will turn to an appointment today in Jesus' name. When it is God's time for the purpose of God to be manifested in your life, there will be a driving force that will change your actions and location. Peter's actions were changed from the catching of the fish to the catching of the men. His business location changed from the seaside to the town to agree with God's purpose. Today is your divine appointment with Jesus. Finally, people of God, our Lord Jesus Christ puts our struggle. Our Lord Jesus Christ puts our struggles into perspective. When he said in that book of 1 John 4:4, for he who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Apostle Paul said in that book of Romans 8:37, he said, in all these things, we are more than a conquerors through him who loves us. Our Lord Jesus Christ also tells us that our relationship with him will give that inner peace. In that book of John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. So do not let your hearts be troubled, neither be afraid. Jesus Christ has promised us the kind of blessing that will make us to forget the pain of the past. The kind of peace our Lord Jesus Christ promises is not the kind of peace the world offers, but is peace based on ever-changing circumstances. The kind of peace Jesus gives is a deep, lasting, and powerful peace that enables us to face any kind of hardship, any kind of setback that might come along. So right now, today is your divine appointment with Jesus. Right now, rise up on your feet and begin to claim this, that today is my divine appointment with Jesus. Begin to receive a new life as a superior alternative to your former life of curses. Begin to receive a new life as a superior alternative to your former life of curses, failure, setback, hardship, disappointment, prayer. Ask him to turn your disappointment into an appointment. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Ask him to turn your situation, to preserve you for a better position and possession. Whatever situation you may be facing right now, are you in want? Are you sick? Are you facing barrenness? Are you in bondage? Ask him to turn your disappointment into an appointment today. Ask him to turn your mess into a message. Ask him to turn your test into a testimony. Begin to pray your heart. Believe in your heart and confess it with your mouth that today is my divine appointment with Jesus Christ. Today is my divine appointment with Jesus. Continue to believe that in your heart, that today you will receive that divine appointment, because you are not here by an accident. You are here by the invitation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So today is your divine appointment. Viewers around the world, believe that wherever you are, Jesus Christ is with you through his word, by his spirit. Say to yourself, today is my divine appointment with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ met Peter at the seaside, and his life of disappointment turned to an appointment. Today is your divine appointment with Jesus Christ. Continue to pray in your heart. In Jesus' name we pray. People of God, when it is God's appointed time for you to make it, when it is God's appointed time for you to possess your possession, there are no conditions attached. There are no conditions attached. It will come when the time comes. So today is your divine appointment with Jesus. Jesus Christ only wants you to set your heart only on him. He wants you to set your heart only on him. He wants you to trust in his goodness, even in the midst of your deepest disappointment. And he's ready to turn your disappointment into an appointment in Jesus' name. I leave you here in faith, and I pray to meet you in faith in Jesus' name.